Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, January 13th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Volcanism of the Mount Edziza Volcanic Complex. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Wikipedia, where we delve into the fascinating world of information at our fingertips. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're journeying into the fiery heart of a geological masterpiece, the volcanism of the Mount Edziza Volcanic Complex. It's a topic that bridges the worlds of technology, environmental science, and even the ethical challenges related to natural history. So buckle up as we explore this simmering cauldron of Earth's dynamic forces. Mount Edziza, located in the northern part of British Columbia, Canada, might not be as infamous as Mount Vesuvius or Mount St. Helens, but it wields its own geological and historical significance. Now let's imagine standing at the edge of an incredibly vast volcanic field. You're surrounded by an ancient landscape sculpted by the whims of volcanic activity over millions of years. Sounds awe-inspiring, doesn't it? The Mount Edziza Volcanic Complex, part of the Northern Cordilleran Volcanic Province, offers exactly this kind of thrilling encounter with Earth's own artistic prowess. The origins of Mount Edziza tell a story of both creation and destruction, a saga that's unfolded over the past 7.5 million years. That's right, 7.5 million years of eruptions, carving out a volcanic landscape that covers over 1,000 square kilometers. This extensive complex comprises numerous lava domes, cinder cones, and stratovolcanoes, each one a testament to the tumultuous volcanic activity that's shaped this region. It's the perfect illustration of how our planet is constantly in flux, a reminder of transformation that's happening beneath our feet even now. Now here's a question to ponder. How do you perceive volcanic landscapes? As something dangerous and destructive, or perhaps as a source of soil rich with minerals, a foundation for thriving ecosystems? The Mount Edziza complex, like many volcanic landscapes, provides an exceptional habitat for diverse life forms. The nutrient-rich soils support a vibrant tapestry of plant and animal life, painting a vivid picture of regeneration following destruction. But it's not just the biological impact that makes Edziza noteworthy. The complex serves as a critical record of volcanic activity in North America's Pacific Ring of Fire. By studying this massive volcanic field, scientists gain insights into the processes driving volcanic eruptions, and these insights can be instrumental in predicting future volcanic events elsewhere. Technology plays a vital role here. Advanced geological mapping and remote sensing technologies allow researchers to study the intricate layers of lava and ash deposits, unraveling the complex history of eruptions that have occurred. It might be surprising to consider, but volcanic fields like Edziza act as natural laboratories, enabling geologists to explore the vast timeline of Earth's geological past. Speaking of technology, let's think about our interconnected world. How do advancements in tectonic monitoring and modeling influence our ability to understand and potentially mitigate volcanic hazards? The real power of this information lies in its application to safeguard communities both now and in the future. Have you ever thought about the ethical implications embedded in studying such volatile environments? On one hand, there's the undeniable value of harnessing scientific knowledge to better predict and respond to natural disasters. Yet on the other, we must consider the cultural significance of these lands to indigenous communities. For the Tahltan Nation, the Mount Edziza region is not just a geological wonder, but an area filled with deep spiritual and cultural connections. It challenges us to strike a balance between scientific exploration and respect for indigenous heritage, a delicate interplay between progress and preservation. Now here's a real-life anecdote. In 1972, the Mount Edziza Volcanic Complex gained some renown when a group of mountaineers set out to explore its peaks and lava formations. They were not only in pursuit of adventure, but also keen to understand the geothermal features trusted to keep the land itself warm during the cold Canadian winters. This expedition wasn't just about thrill, it was about experiencing the Earth's raw power directly. As we reflect on Mount Edziza's volcanism, let's ask ourselves, what lessons can we draw from such formidable natural forces? How do these insights empower us to enact positive changes in our approach to environmental stewardship? Our relationship with volcanoes is an evolving narrative, one where respect, wonder, and caution must coexist. So, dear listeners, your call to action is simple yet profound. Next time you find yourself contemplating the Earth's mighty forces, take a moment to appreciate the complex dynamics and ancient wisdom they offer. Whether you're fascinated by geological wonders or keen on exploring the ethical dimensions of technological advance in natural studies, remember that Earth's fiery past is a guidebook for our sustainable future. Thank you for joining us on Wikipedia as we traverse the volcanic landscapes of the Mount Edziza complex. Until next time, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep exploring the vast wonders that our world has to offer.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Volcanism of the Mount Edziza Volcanic Complex. Thanks for listening. See you next time.